Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 506. The Seder Hayoim in Hanukkah Salayla says the following. And if he were married to a woman, he would sanctify himself with the permissible. Others have already spoken about this, how a husband should behave with his wife during the union. The general rule that arises is that he should perform the act with love and affection. She asks, "Oisay hamaisa, do it ba'ahava, with a love, the chiba, with an affection, beritzayna, with her will, umachshaftoy ba, with his thoughts on her, the kavanah salakayim a mitzvah, and his kavanah is to be mekayim the mitzvah." And you may see sources from the Arizal and other places where there's an inyan to minimize the pleasure of it, and the Gedolei Yisrael all follow the idea that this is not the way we are to conduct ourselves. And it's brought down Mincha Shloim, I believe, the Hanoas HaMitzvah Hi Atzma Mitzvah V'Choshev Chavtzei Shemayim. The Hanoah of the Mitzvah, like we said in the last year, is the Mitzvah itself. The Levush also brings it down. To recap the ideas that we talked about in the last few shiurim, we're going to say as follows. Number one, since some people confuse the meaning of holiness, particularly when it relates to Mitzvah Oina, they may, in efforts to live with Kedusha, by an error, be doing an Aveira, the complete opposite of Kedusha. Number two, holiness is defined is by doing the Ratzon Hashem. We cannot make our own assumptions based on our own feelings. Batel Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzonoi. Remove your Ratzon to the Ratzon Hashem. And how do you fulfill the Ratzon Hashem? We went through what Rav Moshe discussed. Number one is to know that we are supposed to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Number two is to know that his Ratzon can be learned by learning his Torah, by learning the Torah. And number three is to utilize the information correctly. Number four, Chazal say that we must serve Hashem with both our Yetzer Tov and our Yetzer Hara, with both the good and evil inclination. Both were created to use wisely to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, and we need to navigate both Yetzers to do Hashem's will based on the Torah's guidelines. Number five, Kedusha is not the same as Precious. Kedusha says that we should engage in marital relations in the ideal manner. Precious means to separate from things that may be permitted, but could lead to prohibition. That's a different parsha altogether. The word Kedusha, number six, Kedusha could mean both separated and to bond. Both apply to Mitzvah Oina. You separate from external influences from the world, and you bond as a couple. Number seven, Mitzvah Oina is not a contradiction to Tznius, because the holiness of Mitzvah Oina needs to be done without external disturbances. And finally, what's important to know is not only is the emotional part of the union considered holiness, but even the physical pleasure is part of the very holiness itself, providing that its purpose is to build a connection and love between the couple. Now you have the idea of not being a novel Birshus HaTaira. But the concept behind this is not to go overboard to the extent of similar to food when you overindulge, when it becomes not healthy for you. Now this is a problem with some married couples, sometimes when they're very young. Sometimes they just may get into the mode of just for their own selfish purposes to just overindulge and go overboard with this. That does happen. One needs to be careful to make sure it does not. It needs to be balanced. The sad part is with most marriages, the issues that come up, it's usually the reverse where it's underemphasized rather than overemphasized. But it needs to be mentioned here, because there is an idea of novel Birshus HaTaira. There is an idea. What's fascinating is Ezra was Masakin tefillah, to go to the mikveh after relations for the purpose of, because that takes some effort, that's a tircha, so that they should be less inclined to lower the frequency of with their one another. But that should not in any way be interpreted as a lack of importance to be together, because Ezra himself was misakin things, like the eating of things that Erev Shabbos, that would create a more healthy desire and pruvu and selling cosmetics. So Ezra was a big proponent of a husband and wife being together in a very strong way. But again, just to be careful with the overindulgence of it. So the idea being is that there needs to be a healthy balance to keep their love alive and not to do it solely for continual pleasure. That's really the point. When they overdo it, they're not being over technically anything in the Torah. It's mutter. But they're sort of not going really with the spirit of the Torah. They're sort of forgetting about the goal of Mitzvahs Aina. Again, the Mitzvahs Aina, the purpose is it's an act of love and connection. Not for the pure purpose, not for the sole purpose of self-gratification. The Torah writes, it's like a person who eats and gets full and then they become drunk and they vomit, or like an animal that eats until it bleeds to death, you know, like the overindulgence of it. So the not being in control is inconsistent with the mitzvah of Kedoshim. But again, like we mentioned earlier, if Ezra Sefer, which is the very one that said to go to the mikveh before he's able to learn after being with his wife, that takana was later canceled because most people couldn't apply to it. Some people try to keep it. But again, the same idea is just be in balance. Be in balance. But it's encouraged. The connection is encouraged. You see, Ezra did other things, like we just said, to boost the couple's relationship. Eating certain foods that enhance relationship, and selling cosmetics in every village, and all of these things. The Ar Sameach brings this down in the Rambam that explains this. So that's the idea. If it goes overboard with a selfishness, it could break the bond of closeness. It will water it down. It'll get lost. That is why Rabbi Meir said on the reason of the inner reason of why there is these Nida laws, and that whole nature of that happening is to have a separation that will bring afterwards a stronger unity. The idea being is if it's constantly consistent, then you train yourself, unfortunately, to just follow your own lusts and self-gratification, and that becomes a permanent thing. And like the Ohr Chaim says, that it's the nature of permanence to decrease love. If something's consistent, it will decrease the love. And it's difficult to uphold a feeling of love. That's why one needs to sort of navigate around that when a wife is pregnant and doesn't have staining issues, and they're together to work through that it doesn't become monotonous, and to work it out that there should be a certain freshness in it. Even in those situations, that's one example, and others where they are together often and there's opportunity to be together often. The Ohr Chaim says an interesting pshat. In Bereishis, it says, Vayovei gam al Rachel, that Yaakov also lived with Rachel, and he lived with her as a kfiyas, as a set. That was his main set wife that he was with the most often. And the Torah is saying a chiddush that he loved Gamis Rachel. He loved her too. Now, now it's strange because we learned that Yaakov's love for Rachel inherently was stronger. That's the one he wanted to marry initially, and he loved her more than Leah. And the Torah says that. But the Ohr Chaim explains that because by nature, if you are with a hasmada tamid ahava, familiarity will reduce love. Like in Mishlei, it says that don't go to the friend's house too often, because then he'll get fed up with you and throw you out. Basically, the distance creates a desire. And a kvias of being with each other creates a decrease in desire. So the Torah is saying, you may think that though he loved Rachel more, but the bottom line is because he decided to set his tent by Rachel and be with her often, and that would reduce the love. So the Torah is telling you, Vayovai Gamel Rachel, that even though there was a set amount, you know, that he was more bekvius, nevertheless he loved her, and the love was not reduced from the fact that he was always with her. So, but the bottom line of this, you do see that familiarity could create a distance. And that's why if you overindulge and get too much involved, it may be exciting in the beginning of it, but it gets to a point where it dulls the senses and there is a lack of true feeling there. And that has to be, you have to be very careful about that. So this is the idea of having a healthy balance. But again, there's no reason to feel guilty when they're both up to it and they want to be together. They should not feel guilty about wanting to be together. But between the both of them, they know when they sense it's you need a little space from here in order to refresh the feeling of it, and that it shouldn't become monotonous or shouldn't become just an overindulgence. A couple together should work towards that. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his Shailos and Shuvos Torah Lishma, Siman Ayin, Dal Yiktan Beinecha Mitzvos Ayna. Don't let the Mitzvos Ayna be small in your eyes. And then he says, see what my Rav Chaim Vital said. He asked his Rebbe, he asked Arizal, should he refrain from performing the Mitzvos Ayna when the woman is pregnant or nursing, since it's cold and he cannot go to the mikveh afterwards? I guess he was makbid like Ezra's takana, and he knew he couldn't go to the mikveh. And his Rebbe, the Arizal, answered that if she's Michael Belev Shalom, then you're pater, but still it's better that you're together. It's still better that you're together, the Arizal said. So going for too long without having relations is not healthy for a couple. Just like we said now, going overboard, overindulging, that's a problem. Going too long without having relations is also a problem. Therefore, the Torah writes that whatever the oinos that Chachamim gave in order to give to the wife her desires, ein rishoy lemayit mehem shlo midaita, you're not allowed to decrease from it without her permission, without her willingness. So again, the idea is physical relations, purpose to bring great unity to the couple, and that is a very positive thing. You see that from the Gemara in Mayit Katan. It says that at the Beis HaMikdash was built, they came back to their tents, they were rejoiced, they had a goodness in their heart, and La'aleya means shaholchu, they went home, umatzu nishesayim b'tahara, and all their women were pure, they had gone to the mikveh, and you see that was a maila, that was a bracha. Hashem decided, I'm giving you a bracha, and again, they had a lot of children as a result, but it was a bracha that itself, that they were b'tahara. A husband and wife being together physically is a tremendous bracha. So you have to just be careful of, on one hand, not allow it to get out of balance by overindulgence, and on the other hand, not to allow it to get out of balance by underdoing it, which again, in most marriages, after a little while, the problems that arise is because of underdoing it more than overdoing it. But one needs to be careful in certain tekufas in their marriage, not to overdo it to the point where, like the Ramban says, there will be an issue of novel b'rshus hatayra. That is the idea. What does novel b'shus ha'tayra mean? It's basically, it's engaging in physical relations more than necessary for the couple's physical and emotional well-being. But if a couple sees, and they're honest with themselves, and whether they have it often, but they know in their hearts, and the way they see it is that it works well for this particular couple, they are connecting in other areas too, that it's not holding them back from their ruchnius whatsoever. They are intimate very often, but at the same time, the husband is learning and davening and doing everything the right way and is happy in the marriage, and the wife too is thriving taking care of the children, doing what she's doing, and they're both happy about it, and they're connecting in a deep way, then it's not overdoing it, even if the frequency is a lot. With other couples, if the frequency is a lot, but they're hyper-focused on it, and they're neglecting the other areas that they have to work on, then it's problematic. So, again, each couple, according to their own, needs to learn that healthy balance. Bracha and Hatzlacha.